Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. This is Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Mark Grody will be with us at 1:25. Right now we are awaiting Kadri Ismail. Things I never thought I would say. Kadri's part of the Purple pregame and postgame on WJZ-TV in Baltimore, of course. He was a Super Bowl champion with the Ravens, NFL wideout for 10 years. And we continue to try to figure out what I feel like is an enigma when it comes to both Lamar Jackson's status for the game and then also just what to expect out of a Ravens team that is better than their 1-5 record shows.
Certainly better than that in terms of when you see who they lost to. That's the tell, right?
That's part of it for me, yes.
It goes back to your theory on NFL games. What are the teams again?
Well, AFC for me is Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
And they played both of those teams, and it didn't go well for them in either game. Remember, Derrick Henry had his worst game in a long time when he fumbled away. What was that, the season opener?
Yes, and then he also had a fumble in the next game as well. And that's part of the problem, too, is this isn't a typical schedule that they start with. You know, last year it was that heartbreaker to the Chiefs that they lost 27-20. This time around, it's the Bills. They play the marquee games to begin the season. And I feel like that is something where one of the teams has to lose, not to be cliche, but it's been Baltimore in these instances and scenarios.
Clearly doing it without Lamar Jackson was always going to be difficult.
Right.
And it's just the injury bug hit them at the wrong time, right when their schedule softened up. You've got the Texans at your place, and you get beat 44-10 because Cooper Rush ain't that dude.
That's the one. Or the fact that you manage only 3 points total in your last game. That's an issue. Morgan Adsit, one of the respected reporters in Baltimore, been there for many years, reporting 21 minutes ago on X that Lamar Jackson is practicing for the second straight day, but it's similar to yesterday when he was limited. So there's some video that accompanies it, but from what I can tell, it just looks like light jogging. Of course, the media doesn't get to see the full complement of what happens at practice, just that he's basically on the field.
I'm assuming Lamar Jackson will be playing on Sunday, straight up. I think that's the assumption everybody needs to roll with.
Well, it's also the assumption that Ben Johnson is rolling with, because Ben Johnson told the media that they're preparing for Lamar Jackson. And frankly, that's how you should do. You should prepare for as healthy as a team is that you expect them to be, especially when the talent level is raised so much.
Am I being optimistic when I say I keep envisioning what a Monday in this seat is going to be like if Lamar Jackson plays and the Bears win the game?
If Lamar Jackson plays and the Bears win, number one, I think the NFL types are saying the Ravens season is all but over as possible playoff team.
Probably. Yeah. 1-6 is.
Yeah. You can't. There's a lot you can come back from in a 17 game season with a talented team. That is not one of the things. And then number two, you'd be talking about a Bears team who's won 5 in a row.
5 in a row, 5-2. and then looking at other games that look winnable when you talk about the Bengals on the road next.
I mean, that's the other part of this. This is on the road in Baltimore, and that matters in all of this. And then, yeah, they play the Bengals next, but we know Joe Flacco is has got that team looking really good, especially after what happened last Thursday on Thursday Night Football. Rams end up with only 10 points against the Texans, 3 points against the Rams in that 17-3 loss. Prior to that, it was the 41-40 for week one against the Bills. They beat the Browns 41-17. That was expected. Lost to the Lions 38-30. Lost to the Chiefs 37-20. And then the offensive production just seemingly went down and down and down. And Lamar's health, of course, has a lot to do with it.
We talked a lot earlier in the season about game wreckers on defense as your concerns Ben Johnson's offense. But now he is the game wrecker on offense if he's healthy. If he can, if he has full, I mean, not even full speed, 80% speed.
80% Lamar Jackson is still better than, I'd say, 90% of other people like him.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And the way he's, you know, presented himself, I guess, in years past, leads you to believe that it's going to be a thing if he's out there for the first time in a long time.
We now want to go to our Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and that is where we are joined by Qadri Ishmael. As we mentioned, 10-year NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion with the Ravens, and now part of the Purple pregame and postgame on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. Qadri, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I am appreciative you guys have me on. Crazy, but my, I guess, video is not working, so you're going to hear me.
Well, that's okay. We are happy to hear you. And I think you know where we want to start. We're seeing the reports that Lamar Jackson has practiced for a second straight day. You know, what's your understanding of how he was in his previous practice and what his health is right now?
Yeah, that was the talk of the town. It's what whether or not Lamar was going to be healthy enough to come out of the bye and kind of kickstart the second half of a season that was supposed to be a championship season, one that now hangs on the brink, and it all starts with the health of Lamar Jackson. They're 1-5. Their offense has stalled out dramatically without Lamar being in two games. They, for sure, from a bigger picture standpoint, have really struggled defensively and trying to figure out their identity. And so what was the first 6 weeks of the season going up against some playoff caliber teams and looking at coming out of that 6 weeks, minimum 5-2, well, you're 1-5, and now you face a second half of the season where teams like Chicago, who's won 4 straight, they, on the look of it all, the optics of it all, the Baltimore Ravens should be the better team. However, this is the NFL and any given Sunday. So you sit there and you just hope and pray that this ball club is ready to perform.
You fully expect Lamar to play this weekend, right?
Well, if he's out there, I think he will play. I think if from what I saw, it doesn't look like Lamar is having any issues with regards to, you know, limping or not looking springy and explosive the way we've been accustomed to seeing him. So, I would be very surprised to not see him out there playing.
Well, and Qadri, like you said, there's been such an issue when it's come to, I think, not the multiple problems that the Ravens have faced to get to this point. You know, I thought about that that Ravens injury report a couple weeks ago that went viral. The thing was, as long as a CVS receipt, not something you want to see this early in the season. And then also just how the team has had to overcome it. You know, what do you think about just all the injuries as a whole that the team has had to deal with?
Well, injuries is a part of the game. I think it's interesting because here in Baltimore, Eric DaCosta has come under fire, as well as John Harbaugh, both general manager and head coach, for the lack of vision when it comes to that depth of play and the way in which, from a construction of the team, now you're seeing why those injuries are the way they are in regarding the 1-5 start. Like, there are teams where you've had injuries and you can overcome those injuries. You can overcome it for a few game stretch because of the quality of your team's makeup. And I think that's something that has been a frustration point with the fan base.
How bad off is the defense right now from an injury standpoint? Because we're looking at this opportunity for the Bears to continue their rushing game and Caleb Williams to get going a little bit.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, from a defensive front aspect of things, that's been the issue, stopping the run. And, you know, you can look at the Texans who they were trying to figure out how to better themselves, and they came into M&T Bank and they just marched straight down the field. I believe it was three drives where it was over 10 plays. And I mean, just methodically marched down the field and scored. And the Ravens could not do anything to stop them. Justin Madubuike, their star interior D lineman, he's done for the year and potentially has a career ending injury. We're not exactly sure on the details of all that. They traded away Adafe Owe, their number one pick a few years ago. He didn't really turn into the dominant pass rush guy that the Ravens and you, quite honestly, the fan base yet again, what they thought was going to be. I think, you know, as much as Travis Jones has been touted as really taking that next step, he's been quieted. And I think a large part is just due to, you know, some double teams and no one really able to get off the ball off of the single blocks that he's created with a double team. And so it's a hot mess right now. And for the Bears, yeah, running the ball, Swift and company, looks like, you know, the offensive line has kind of found its groove. This might be a great chance to continue to pour it on for the Bears squad, trying to look for its fifth win. However, I think also for the Ravens, they've made some key trades. Alohi Gilman comes in. He is a safety that played collegiately with star safety Kyle Hamilton. And for Zach Orr, the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, he's looking to implement a three safety look that frees up Kyle Hamilton to play closer at the line of scrimmage. So there's some tweaks, I believe, that they're making along the defensive side of the ball to help, you know, calm things down and get back to playing a more violent, aggressive game of Raven football.
We're talking to Qadri Ismail, the tenure NFL receiver, Super Bowl champion for the Ravens, and now he's hosting Purple pregame and postgame on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. And Qadri, that is, to me, part of this, is that Zach Orr was really hailed last year, you know, talked positively about, really complimented for what he was doing with the Baltimore defense. It's not just injuries. I know that's a big part of it, but to see it turn into this and have this type of season already, and to see the yards per game both given up in the air and on the ground, you know, what do you think of schematically what's happened with this so far?
Well, I think part of the issue, it's you have some young guys, and you also had, like I mentioned, players that just didn't step up. And I thought from a secondary aspect of things, you know, Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey, you go out and sign Jair Alexander. You know, these are names where you're like, all right, great. You know, we're just going to be locking people down on the outside. It'll help out the pass rush. You know, Kyle Van Noy, oh, he's coming off another strong, you know, year. We had double-digit sacks. We draft Mike Green. Oh, man, Malachi Starks, he's our first pick. He's going to be, you know, roaming the middle of the field. And then the Buffalo Bills happened. And so I think the first game out of the box, you fail to create a turnover. Josh Allen goes up and down the football field at will. They have an epic collapse in the fourth quarter. And you wind up on the wrong side of the dub. And you're left scratching your head wondering, you know, who are we? What's our identity? And so I think, you know, you look at it as a Zach Orr thing, but I look at it as a, you know, well, who's the leader of it all? And that's John Harbaugh. We've seen historically where John's teams, you know, they've either looked really good and fail to finish in these double digit leads that they would have. And that failure to finish has come under intense scrutiny because, again, going into this year, everybody was hyping it up, and including me. So I can't act like it was, well, no, I was the only one. No, we all were. We were drinking it all. We were guzzling it down like, oh, book your ticket to Levi's Stadium already. Well, right now they're 1-5 and they're desperate to figure it out. And so here we are.
No, I feel the same way. We talk all the time about how the three main teams in the AFC are the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bills. It's just a matter of in what order. And you know this better than anybody, Kadri, to see how they had a heartbreaker of a loss to begin this season. It was the same thing last year against the Chiefs. You know, they're going to be one of the teams that everybody's tuning into. The NFL does this to the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bills. You know you're going to have a marquee matchup with involving at least two of those three that everybody's going to watch and somebody has to lose.
Well, I mean, I don't like the part of somebody has to lose because it should have been the other team, meaning the last year, and it should have been the other team this year in Josh Allen and Buffalo, and they should have been like, well, because they were leaving the stadium. I mean, it was like, oh, game's over with. We lost. So much for Highmark Stadium leaving off on a bang. And then sure enough, Josh Allen, you know, he just turns it around. And, you know, I think that's one of the frustrations with regarding – the fan base here, it's that, yeah, you know you're a good football team, but why is it that John Harbaugh's good football teams that are always in the mix with playoff implications and always come up short? And you're doing it with a generational quarterback. Other teams are trying to find their quarterback, a la Chicago, and we're sitting here, we're like, well, we got one. We don't have to worry. Like, we should be better than this. And that's where I think a lot of the frustration with the fan base, is it the players? Is it the general manager? Is it the head coach? I know Steve Bisciotti, the owner, he likes to have continuity. And I know he won't make any drastic changes and just, you know, do what the Tennessee Titans did and fire people midseason. But I'm curious now, if they don't get it done and they do become 1-6, what the narrative is going to be moving forward. I know there's a lot of positive talk from the building, but at the same time, positive talk means that you're making the playoffs, period, and you're advancing into the playoffs. Well, I know once that year concludes, everyone goes to the principal's office, which is somewhere down in Florida at Bisciotti's, you know, estate. And he sits there and has the meeting of the minds and says, all right, well, what do we do? Why do we do? And what did it look moving forward? I know that he was saying at the owners meeting this past winter, I want to win now. I'm not looking to the future. And so he, along with the rest of us, were like, all right, bet, you got a team, you got the personnel, like, we want to win now. Let's see it. And it hasn't come to fruition. So, yeah, if you can't hear the desperation in my voice, well, then maybe I like Kyle Hamilton said, the Raven fan base has been spoiled. We aren't like the Chicago Bears. We just back and all we think about is the 85 Bears. No, We have an opportunity. Oh, man, we got the 2000 team that won a championship. Oh, look, we had the 2012 team that won a championship. Oh, man, we got a generational quarterback in Lamar Jackson. We're not worrying about Jay Cutler and or whether or not Caleb Williams can do something. Hey, did y'all have, like, somebody else that was there that's now at the Jets? I forgot his name, too.
You ain't got to cook like that. You ain't got to cook like that, Kadri. You ain't got to do us like that.
And frankly, there's a lot of us who watch the Ravens games. And yes, we know what you're talking about. Yeah. To have the quarterback and to have it not make sense right now, it's an NFL-wide story. If you follow the league, this is one of the biggest stories. So sound frustrated and get it out, because that's understandable.
Yeah, Kadri, we're not worried about, you know, people coming and taking our ping pong tables away either. So there's that.
So that's so funny to us, because we meaning the fan base, but also the media here, the Baltimore Sun, I mean, it was 25 people that they've interviewed and felt like they had good sources with. And, you know, now we don't even know. I mean, it's ping pong slash pinball gate. Like, who has the pinball machine? Like, John Harbaugh was like, man, I gave it to him for Christmas, you know, a couple of years back. And somehow, some way, like, it's gone. So pinball gate is going to be looked at and researched and dissected and all the things. But, you know, right now, I guess we're back in the teenage days. Oh, we're taking your car keys away. You are grounded until you beat the Bears and the Miami Dolphins in the next 2 weeks. You will not have your toys.
We're hoping the toys stay away. We're hoping that the pinball machine stays missing for another week. Kadri, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Kadri.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. That's so good. That was great. Kadri Ismail, he started cooking, and you know what?
Just like his
NFL career, once he gets going.
They call him a missile for a reason.
Amen. That was great stuff from Kadri Ismail. Also want to remind you, by the way, before Chicago takes on Baltimore, tune in Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will be live at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee as they get you set for the game. Then immediately after the game, they will have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Coming up next, we go out to Hallis Hall. Mark Grody with the latest from Lake Forest. Next on Raheemy Harris and Grody on The Score.
Gee-weezy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30. Rated T for teen.
Bears. Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll go next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
Host of the Take the North podcast.
Mark Grote. Mark Grote, WBBM.
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grody.
Baked potato. Baked potato.
On The Score.
You ain't my bitch!
Okay.
You know what time it is. It's Mark Grody time. We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He hosts our show with us. He's the Bears reporter. Bears. Mark Grody joining us from Palace Hall. Mark, what's going on at the Hall?
Oh, the Hall is alive and well. Layla and Marshall just got back inside from the Thursday glimpse of the practice. Guys out there in full pads going through their stretch. And as usual, there were guys missing once again. And a fresh injury report to come out a little bit later on today. Of course, the headliners today are the coordinators. We'll get into the locker room a little bit later on today as well. But front and center were the defensive coordinator and the offensive coordinator today. And why don't we start with the defensive coordinator today, and that would be Dennis Allen. And Kevin Byard and Tremaine Edmonds were specific in their complimenting of Dennis Allen on putting them in position to make interceptions. And Allen is asked how that has evolved.
It started in the spring, but it takes a little while. You know, the evaluation process takes a little while. And so, you know, as we've gotten used to, you know, what guys do really well, what guys maybe aren't quite as good at, you know, we're starting to learn a little bit in terms of how to put them in positions to, you know, accentuate the things that they do well and try to minimize the times you're asking them to do things that maybe they're not, you know, quite as good at. And that's a process that takes a lot of time. And look, I would say this. I'd say this is all a combination of a lot of different things. We've got a lot of really good assistant coaches that do a great job of coaching these guys, do a great job of, you know, giving them some tips and alerts, some things to look for. Technique-wise, they put them in the right spots. I think our assistant coaches do a great job. I think our guys are really starting to understand the things that we're asking them to do. And I think they're seeing some of the benefits of, hey, you know, listen, if we kind of do what we're supposed to do within the framework of the defense, you know, we're all going to have opportunities to make plays at some point in time. And I think they're beginning to trust each other. Cause a lot of times when you watch, you know, a lot of times when big plays happen, it's because somebody's trying to do somebody else's job. And now all of a sudden we're out of position. I think, you know, our guys have done a much better job, you know, trusting in each other, trusting that the guy next to him is going to do their job, and then understanding, you know, as they watch the tape, where their opportunities to make plays are. And then when those opportunities have presented themselves, our guys have done a nice job of making the play.
Yeah, I love how thorough Dennis Allen is there. And it's funny, I don't know if using the word rejuvenate is right for the careers of Tremaine Edmonds and Kevin Byard, because not like they've been bad, but boy, it seems that so far, early on, through six games, what Dennis Allen is putting down is really resonating with those two guys.
Well, I think also, we knew Tremaine Edmonds was good. We saw it happen, just not on the Bears. You know, he comes here with a pedigree, and then he didn't produce the way we wanted to see him produce, and that was a big issue. And then you figured that somebody else comes in with a different defense and that would make him look better, and it did. Like, that, it can be as simple as a scheme change. How is Matt Eberflus making the Dallas defense look right now?
Yeah, it's true, Layla. And look, I think I played it for you guys, and I think we discussed it on the show many times. The clues seem to be adding up with Tremaine Edmonds that even though Eberflus probably had a lot to do with Edmonds coming to the Bears in the first place, the word of Eberflus did not resonate with Tremaine Edmonds. I am very comfortable in saying that was not I'm not saying it personally was a bad relationship. I highly doubt that, because that's just not the way Tremaine is.
Right.
But he was not enthusiastic at the positions in which Matt Eberflus put him. Obviously, they have done something with Tremaine Edmonds this year that, quite frankly, I could tell you guys now, he was a little uncomfortable with, you know, playing the weak side early on in training camp. Remember when he went through that change? And now, being as athletic as he is, allowing him to use that athleticism, which is required of your weak side linebacker, it's starting to pop. And I look curious to see how it continues to evolve with him and with T.J. Edwards, for that matter.
It's interesting because the linebacker thing, Clay Harbor was just here in studio talking about how good that tandem looks. He said they're as good as any, you know, 1-2 punch at linebacker in the league. I concur based on what we've seen from Dennis Allen and the way he's utilized both those guys. Now you're just hoping that that front four holds up. And if that's the case, then the Bears and this idea that they can't stop the run, you can kind of equalize that content. That's why I do want Lamar Jackson to play this week, because I want to see how far this Bears defense has come.
I'm with you on that, Marshall, and Grady Jarrett did not agree with me yesterday.
I heard that.
I'm in the Grady Jarrett camp. I want the easiest game possible for myself.
Yeah, well, I think I took the cues of Jalen Johnson in the past, who is always like, oh, yeah, I want a piece of Justin Jefferson. I don't want fill-in-the-blank backup wide receiver. Kevin Byard yesterday in the locker room was saying similar things. Yeah, I want the best. I want to go up against the best. I totally saw where Grady Jarrett, like, I totally understand where, that's why I, you know, prefaced my question with, this might be a dumb question. And for people who did not hear, I prefaced my question to Grady Jarrett with that, and I asked him if he would prefer that Lamar Jackson played for the challenge, and he kind of looked at me and said, well, you said it. Dumb question.
Yeah, you set yourself up with that when you led.
I did.
I accepted it. Like, I've said that, too. I'm like, sometimes I have a theory, and that's the point. If you're really curious about it, then you want to know the answer. And Grady Jarrett respects Lamar Jackson, which makes sense.
This might be a dumb question, but would you prefer that Lamar Jackson not play, or do you like the challenge of going up against him?
I mean, you said it before I said it.
Dumb question, huh?
Anything else, y'all?
Fair enough.
It's the anything else, y'all?
No, the fair enough, too, is pretty good.
Hey, I knew it might be coming. I was like, I was fully, you know, you guys know this as veteran reporters yourselves. You got to be ready for anything. You got to be ready for a two-word answer. You got to be ready for them to take exception to what you're saying. So I think that, I was thoroughly right. And for the record, he did take more questions after that. It's not like I ruined the scrum. He was smiling.
How is he?
That's an even better question, Layla. How is he?
Seriously.
He seems like he's fine. No, I mean, that was honestly in the, and this is in there too. We have that back in the shop. The first two questions that I asked him on the microphone yesterday were about how is he doing? And he kind of gave, like, paraphrasing, the answer that he gave me was, it sounded a whole lot like, it's up to the coaches, it's up to management, all that kind of stuff. So I fired back at him saying, it sounds to me like you're ready to play, that you want to get out there, and it's just up to them. And he just kind of towed the company line again. You know, it's up to them. I feel like he's itching to get out there, and he is just going along with the program and listening to what the training staff is saying and the coaches are saying. But as I've told you guys any number of times, and he still hasn't said it or admitted it, you know, I'm pretty sure he had some sort of procedure during the bye week.
Mark, let's talk about the offense a little bit, because I know Caleb Williams, we've been examining his kind of admittance that he's not in a great place right now with throwing on the run.
Yeah, it's been a big deal now going on a couple of weeks, Marshall. So I took a stab at the question with Declan Doyle, the offensive coordinator.
Caleb now for the last couple of weeks has been lamenting his inability to throw on the run as well as he had in the past. What's he missing? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I think part of it is, it can be inaccuracy. It can be, hey, I missed a throw. Other times it's, hey, we're not on the same page. And so it may look different to you as you're watching it than maybe it looks to us in the film room saying, hey, those two guys aren't on the same page. So I think you're coaching it off of the play as you go. We've kind of implemented some of those things in practice as far as him breaking contain and really emphasizing how that needs to look and giving him shots at it in real time in practice.
How much of that is the receivers to have that chemistry line up?
I think it's always on all of us. It's always a collection of the wideouts doing the right thing and him being on the same page as them, as well as our O-line, you know, blocking through the echo of the whistle, as you know, the tight ends are involved in that. But anytime we break contain, it really falls on all of us to put ourselves in the right place.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a work in progress that, you know, you heard. I thought it was key to hear Declan Doyle talking about how much they are practicing it. We don't obviously get to see what they're doing on the practice field, just the glimpse. But as Caleb has said, he's going to get that part right because it's a lot of where his value is.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm glad they're having the discussions. And as I said to Marshall earlier on the show, Mark, I feel like it's a good time to have them because you're winning and it's okay to take some risks and try to figure this out when you know other areas of your team can help pick you up.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it. And it's, look, it's pretty cool still. And we know how spectacular it can be when a quarterback is on the run. And yeah, obviously you would get all see the first down marker and it's like, just run, dude. but it's even cooler though. And Caleb knows this and we all know it when he can make a 37 yard pass down the field to an open receiver. It's just a matter of making sure that is more definite, making sure that is more open and not covered or blanketed by two guys in the secondary. It's just making smart decisions for Caleb Williams.
Mark Grody, we always appreciate the time from Hallis Hall. I know you'll have another Bears hit on the afternoon show, correct?
I will. I will be on at, I'm scheduled to be on with the boys at 4:25 after I get out of the locker room today. And I would also just like to say happy Paul Konerko Day to everybody who celebrates. 20 years ago today, Paul Konerko belted a grand slam in Game 2 of the World Series. I was there, and it was one of the loudest roars I have heard in all my years of covering Chicago sports. And I know we talk a lot about the roars at Wrigley Field, and they're big, and the United Center in the 90s and Soldier Field in the 80s, but man, that was devastating. Not to mention the walk-off homer by Scott Pitsednik in that same game. So happy anniversary to the Chicago White Sox.
I love that.
See, I got kickers now, guys. Look at me out here. I got kickers.
Well, yeah, so do the Bears. Multiples.
That too.
You're right. Oh, by the way, yeah, Richard Hightower. I did ask Richard at the end. I said, well, how's Cairo? And got the company line. He's like, well, I'll leave the injuries up to the head coach, but he's doing much better and all that. He was out at practice yesterday. Can't tell you if he was out there today yet,
though. And then head coach says, I'll leave it up to GM. And then GM says, I'll leave it up to owner. And owner's like, I'm going to leave it up to God. You know, that's how that goes.
And then first I got to watch the tape. And yes. Then we'll get back to God.
Yeah, yes. I mean, that's where the chain of command ends up going.
Spot on, Layla.
Thanks so much, Mark. We look forward to talking to you in studio tomorrow.
Can't wait to see you, Mark.
Bye, Mark. See you guys.
Bears.
Bye.
He didn't say Bears.
TTN.
That too. TTN, Mark's on the Take the North podcast. Mark asked Caleb Williams a question yesterday about Ben Johnson. That was a little awkward, but he had to do it for the people because the Wiener Circle issued another possible scenario for free hot dogs. So we will parse it through next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer
one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
The Rahimi Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We've had some fun today. We've had some fun with sports. And we had some fun with sports yesterday. And our friends at the Wiener Circle decided to issue another sports edict yesterday. The Wiener Circle said, and I quote as I dial up their Twitter, at the Wiener Circle, "If Ben Johnson takes his shirt off during or after any Chicago Bears victory this year, it's once again free hot dogs for the city." Then they retweeted, "To clarify, it's still a winning ticket when Ben Johnson wants to take his shirt off in the locker room during one of his game ball speeches." So, we had that information yesterday. Well, it came just in time for one intrepid Mark Grody to ask Caleb Williams about it.
Caleb, according to the official count of the Wiener Circle, if Ben Johnson takes his shirt off during or after any Chicago Bears victory this year, it's once again free hot dogs for the city. Will you encourage him to do that?
I don't know if I'm going to encourage him to take his shirt off, but if he does it, he loves Chicago, and I think he's been enjoying Chicago, so he may or may not do it, so we'll see. But I'm not going to encourage the guy to take off his shirt and, for some hot dogs.
It's the delay, the pause, as he processes what Grody tells him and tries to figure that out. My question is this. Do you think Ben Johnson has to ask his wife for permission to take his shirt off?
No.
Okay.
I think there's a level of trust there. I mean, we're not the ones who saw him with his family. That was Robbie. Robbie, did you glean anything from seeing Ben Johnson with his family that made you think there's a permission slip that has to be issued for the shirt taking off?
I don't know. I didn't know from what I tell from Ben Johnson, but he does seem like a family man, and I don't know if he wants that content out on the internet.
That's where I was coming from when I asked the question, and I think that's a legit conversation that man would have with his wife before even considering whether he would do it.
Yeah, he seems like a communicator to me.
But he also, obviously, we've all seen those locker room videos. Like, he does seem like, when he's fired up, he's nuts.
It's all
like it might just be in the moment.
Yeah, and I'm sure that maybe that question was asked to one young Brett Bielema at some point early in his coaching career, or say Brad Underwood. And now look at him, huh? Both of them taking their shirts off in celebrations.
So here's what I think is going to happen. This story has obviously already gotten to Ben Johnson's wife. I think she might initiate a conversation. Are you really thinking about doing this if you guys win? And then the conversation happens.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's the topic has definitely been broached by now. Right?
But see, like, okay, knowing enough of what we know about Justin and Courtney Turner, I feel like Courtney Turner would have encouraged it.
Courtney Turner's husband is not a head coach or a manager
yet.
Okay, but I just think once you go from player to part of the management team,
it's a
different vibe.
Yeah, and when you're head coach,
it's not college coach. This is a pro football coach for the Chicago Bears. You know, like,
I know,
is George
NFL,
McCaskey okay with him taking his shirt off?
The NFL has a way of making it corporate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you think George McCaskey's okay with Ben Johnson taking his shirt off after a win?
I know just the reporter to ask him.
Mark Grody?
Indeed.
Huh.
I hear we have a meat bulls machine.
Hey, guys, check out this meat bulls machine.
So, I love it.
So for the meatball machine, meatball machine, sorry about
Bowls.
That. So whenever there's a Bulls game or anything that's on your mind or anything that's happening, just go to the Odyssey app, go to the voice message thing, and leave us a voicemail. We have four meatballs today for everyone. Meatball number one.
Meatball machine. Would you look at that? The Bulls are a game above 500. I'm excited. We might actually make the play-in this year. Or, dare I say, playoffs? Playoffs? I mean, hey, at this point, the sky is the limit. The limit is the sky. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let it all burn. I mean, let's go. Bulls.
Don't forget the ceiling is the roof. Wait, the roof is the ceiling.
Yeah, the roof is the ceiling. You're good.
Both.
You're good.
Both.
Vooch, the double-double meatball machine. Vooch, the double-double meatball machine.
You're right.
He is right. He's right. Don't look at us like that, Lawrence. You know he was right. Lawrence Holmes is in the hallway.
Isn't it crazy that the whole offseason we talked about Vooch? Like, yeah, he's probably getting traded, and then game one just balls out.
He did ball
out. Yes. Yes, it is. It is the beauty of the NBA.
He was on my fantasy team last year, but I looked at him, bypassed him. I was like, nah.
The entire Bulls roster was on your fantasy team last year.
No.
Yes.
No. DeMar was already gone.
Or else he'd have been on it.
Io wasn't on my on my team. Io was on and off my team. Zach was definitely on my team.
Uh-huh.
Modest was on my team. Vooch was on my team.
What about Javon Carter?
Kobe White was on my team.
Jalen Phillips?
Jalen Phillips, I don't know if he ever made an appearance.
Kevin
Herter definitely made an appearance.
On your fantasy team?
Yeah.
It's a sicko move. Meatball number three.
I didn't watch I haven't watched in years. But just scrolling through some social media. Probably should stop doing that. Maybe just do a little less of that for my own sanity. CHSN graphic where Josh Giddey has had the second highest contract the Bulls have ever handed out in their franchise history. Now, this could mean two things. Either one, things went pretty well in the first game, or Josh Giddey sucked. I look forward to finding out tomorrow.
So did Josh Giddey have a good game?
Yeah.
I think so.
He had 12 and 6 at the half.
I like how we have the tortured Chicago sports fan, which is what I'm labeling the person in my head who's hit up the meatball machine and now the meatball machine multiple times.
Left I think us like on a Twitch.
They left us a preview before it even happened. That's amazing.
That's a real listener right there. That's a real member of the show.
Now, the last meatball. I don't want to be like a little too starstruck here, but I think a friend of the program who came on earlier this week sent us a meatball. He actually is on the Bulls. So, ladies and gentlemen, the last meatball.
Hi, mate. I got so nervous talking to Robbie Tree the other day that I had forgot that I'm not allowed to cause any fouls in this American game.
Wait a minute. Is that Josh Giddey? Is Josh Giddey in the meatball machine? What the hell?
Why did he sound Texan and not Australian?
I got so nervous talking to Robbie Tree the other day that I had forgot that I'm not allowed to cause any fouls in this American game.
Once he hit the word forgot. It went from Australia to Dallas.
Look at that. Giddey's on one time and he's a P1. Shout out to you, Josh Giddey.
That's amazing.
It was totally him.
But he's right. I mean, Josh Giddey did have 5 fouls. That was kind of a lot.
They won the game. The meatballs are going to meatball. I want to continue this tradition, meatball. I'm with it. Even if it's small sample size, these are mini meatballs. You know, like appetizer size meatballs. Not like the, you know, Bears meatballs, they tend to be the large, like, surrounded by pasta. That's an entree. The mini meatballs I can get
with. Cocktail meatballs.
Yeah, cocktail meatballs.
309's like, please God, leave Brett Bielema out of this shirt thing. And I replied, he put himself in the conversation. And then they go, how? And I go, he's taking his shirt off in celebrations. Like, you think I just concocted that video out of nowhere? I saw it. There's a reason I mentioned him. Coming up next, it's Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel back from the United Center.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.